Grace and peace to you from God, our Creator, Jesus, our Savior, and the Holy Spirit, our Redeemer. Amen. Well, good morning, church. It is great to be with you, even in this digital space that we are now calling community. I bring you greetings from Bishop Layla Ortiz and the entire Metro DC Synod. Like Jenny said, my name is Pastor Aaron Swenson-Reinhold. I serve as the assistant to the bishop for candidacy and mobility. We are so thankful for you and all the ways that you share Christ's love in this part of Metro DC Synod. It is good to be with you today. Well, today's gospel is one of those iconic Bible stories. Many of us grew up hearing this story about Jesus and the woman at the well. When I first heard that this was the gospel that you were going to be exploring today, I was so excited. Then, as I began to dive into the text, I began to find myself struggling. Unquenchable thirst, living water, dramatic social divides. This is what we're invited to talk about today. As we continue to navigate one of the most socially, politically, and spiritually divided times in our history, it's intriguing to consider, what does it mean to offer hospitality to a stranger, let alone a stranger that we've been taught and experienced as our oppressor? It's as equally important to consider, where do we go when we're tired, exhausted, and worn, seeking a source of living water that will feed and nourish our parched souls? So to get a better picture of what we're talking about today, let's just take a few steps back and reflect where Jesus was prior to this exchange with the woman at the well. Remember, Jesus had been in Jerusalem. He was celebrating the Passover with his disciples. He was teaching in the temple. He was feeding the hungry. He was healing the sick. And in many ways, he was launching his ministry tour. After leaving Jerusalem, they traveled through the Judean countryside, sharing the good news and baptizing new believers before heading towards Galilee. Now, this wasn't just a short jaunt around the block, but this was a long, hot journey through Samaria, a geographical region where people of Jewish origin were not well received. Jesus arrived in the town of Sychar in the heat of the day. Remember, this is hot, arid, hot. He was hot. He was tired. And inevitably, he was very, very thirsty. He planted himself near the well of Jacob while the disciples went ahead into town to get them some food. Unlike our modern-day conveniences where we can just simply turn on the tap to get a nice cold glass of water, Jesus had to draw it from the well or find someone else to do it for him. So just take a moment, close your eyes, and imagine the scene. Jesus was sitting there in the heat of the day when a local woman all alone approaches the well. This dirty, dusty man who she immediately recognizes as a member of the oppressive group calls out, asking her to respond to his basic human need for a drink of water. What was she supposed to do? I mean, how was she supposed to respond? The last few years have pushed our society to the brink where many wonder if we can ever recover. It seems that we've lost our ability to respond to those in need without projecting our anticipation of what they will do or who they will be. In many ways, we've lost our ability to see and to be seen. Yet this is exactly what Jesus was asking the woman to do, to see beyond her expectations of who she thought Jesus was, so that she could boldly respond to their mutual human need for water. Now, one of the reasons this passage is so powerful is it models how Jesus calls us to see the belovedness in all of God's people. Simply by speaking to the woman at the well, Jesus crossed the social divides of religion, of ethnicity, and of gender that said a good Jewish man didn't speak to a Samaritan woman, let alone receive food or drink from her. As Jesus initiated this transformative conversation, he proclaimed and shared God's truth that this woman was worthy and good, and he embodied the light of the world, inviting her to truly see and to be seen. Throughout our passage from today, we hear how this woman at the well, the disciples, and even the crowd in the city struggled to see Jesus for who he was. And in turn, they struggled to believe. As the woman engaged in her conversation with Jesus, she moved from unbelief to belief as her eyes were opened, as her ears were cleared, and as her heart was transformed. When the woman finally saw Jesus as the anticipated Messiah, she became curious about acceptable places of worship, and this reflected her religious upbringing and societal paradigms in which she was raised. The woman, as she became curious, she invited Jesus to tell her, to show her and lead her into deeper awareness and understanding about the dwelling of God, this place where we meet, where we experience, and ultimately are transformed by Christ as we embrace God's good news. Now, Caroline Lewis reminds us that in the Gospel of John, we hear over and over that in Jesus, the Word made flesh, God has chosen to dwell, to tabernacle among us. Through this transformational conversation, Jesus revealed to the woman that he was the tabernacle. He is that I am. He is God, the Messiah. With this new understanding, the woman ran back and she testified to the others, come and see, come and experience the life-giving water and be transformed. Come see and believe. Through this unexpected encounter between Jesus and the Samaritan woman, we see how the Holy Spirit showed up in a surprising way and worked through this unlikely person as she became a beacon for sharing God's holy story and a co-witness to Jesus' work in the world. Through today's gospel reading, we are reminded of Christ's invitation to be transformed through surprising and unexpected holy encounters. As God shines the light in our world, we are called to encounter our own discomfort and unease as we see divides that try to separate us. But ultimately, we can see the opportunities to share God's holy freedom and liberation when we see Christ in the stranger and then boldly respond to them in need. Under the best of circumstances, it is challenging to truly see each other without our own set of expectations and assumptions, let alone to see how God is working, calling, and inviting us to be in relationship with those that make us uncertain or uncomfortable. The woman at the well was able to eventually set aside her own need for comfort and security to respond to Jesus' request for water. And I wonder, what would happen if we responded to others in a similar way? I wonder how a little cup of water offered in openness and tenderness can be the beginning of a journey of transformation. As we start seeing Christ in each other, we have the capacity to care for, to walk with, and accompany each other through and beyond the social constructs and divides that we've created. As we breach these constructs, we are all fed and nourished, and we can't help but feel compelled to run away shouting, come, see, and believe. The transition of a pastor is a perfect time to reflect on the ways that we create space to feed the stranger and our own openness to being fed as well. It's time to ground ourselves in God's truth that through the waters of holy baptism, we are named, we are claimed, and we are sent forth into God's world to see those who are thirsty and to share God's good news. It's an opportunity to be intentional about watching for Jesus and paying attention to the ways that the stranger, our neighbors, Our friends and our family need healing cups of living water. It's a time to remember that we are called to be seen and sent forth, proclaiming, "Come, see, the Messiah is waiting. Let's go and drink this living water together." So as you lean into this time of an intentional discernment, I encourage you to reflect how Jesus longs for us to share the living water that nourishes, sustains, and transforms our lives for the good of God's world. So people of God, come, see, be strengthened by God our Creator, convicted by Jesus our Savior, and inspired by the Holy Spirit our Comforter. Go forth, step boldly, find reassurance in Christ's hope, and share God's living water with the world. Amen.